Forgiveness in marriage is the topic today. Dr. Randy here at the Intentional Living Center. And the question is, how has forgiveness made a difference in your marriage? Now, our phone lines are taken up today because people are calling in to share a gift with the ministry to help us with the funding need for the ministry. But you can always email us or go to our Facebook and leave your comment there for us. But on this topic of forgiveness, I'm thinking of Ephesians 4:32, where the Apostle Paul reminds us we are to forgive one another just as Christ has forgiven us. And then Jesus, in his own words in Matthew chapter 6, says, "For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you don't forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." It's one of the most troubling, I think, difficult and convicting passages in Scripture when it comes to the power of forgiveness and the importance of forgiveness in marriage. So we would love you to share your comments with us on our Facebook or email us today. By the way, the program today is a best of from our Intentional Living Archive, so we have all the calls that we need for the next 30 minutes. Join us as we listen together to these powerful stories of forgiveness and marriage on Intentional Living.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on Dr. Randy's comment today about the forgiveness that the Lord requires when he said 70 times 7. As he made that statement, the Lord revealed to me that sometimes we struggle with, did God really forgive me? But if he would require of us to forgive 70 times 7, which means never-ending forgiveness, and he would do the same for someone that constantly has a battle with a sin, that his forgiveness is unending. Just want to comment on that today. Thank you for your show and the help you give us through the teachings and also through the testimonies we hear online. Thank you.
Dr. Randy Carlson here at the Intentional Living Center. Thank you for sharing with the ministry. Thanks for your questions, your comments, your stories at 888-888-1717. Let's go to April on the line here in Arizona. April, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi. Appreciate your call. What's going on in your life today?
Well, last week I found out my husband of 14 years has been using meth for the last year.
And you didn't know that?
I didn't know it was meth. I was actually hoping it was something else. He was a functioning user.
Mm-hmm.
So he went to work every day. He took showers. He brushed his teeth.
Did he bottom out? Is that what happened?
No, I you know, he had withdrawn from the family, so we had, you know, he spent almost all of his time in the garage. He had completely withdrawn from the kids and I.
So what happened when you confronted him?
I had really started to, felt the dysfunction. So I had sought counsel from a lady at my church who we had already previously sought marriage counseling for 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And about a month ago, we had tried to do a marriage enrichment class, which he quit going to with by the second class.
Yeah.
And she had mentioned to me that she had saw signs of maybe drug use.
Mm.
So he had missed work, and I told him that if he wasn't going to go to work, then we needed to go have coffee. And I really felt the Lord was taking this time, that this was my moment. I needed to talk to him now.
And how'd that go?
I wanted a conversation, not a confrontation. And it took me 3 hours to get him out of bed.
Mm.
Finally, I put his pants on the bed. I put his shirt on the bed. You know, the rest of his items on the bed. I told him I would be outside waiting for him. Finally, he came outside. We got in the vehicle. And on our way to where I wanted to go to have some coffee, he asked me where we were going. I said, well, we're going to Einstein's. You know, he goes, well, where's that? You know, I go, it's not far. He goes, well, if I have to walk home, you know, I don't want to have to walk far. And I was, that was not what I wanted. I wanted a conversation. So I turned around. I was going to go back home, and I felt the Lord really wanted, if I let it go on, it was going to get worse. Mm. So I pulled over on the side road. I took the keys out of the ignition. I dropped them in the cup holder, and I turned around and I looked at him. I told him to take his sunglasses off, and I asked him if he was doing drugs. Now, of course, the first couple of times, he didn't say anything. Finally, he said yes, or he told me that I already knew the answer. Then I asked him if he was doing meth, and he just sat there. I told him I loved him, that we knew people at our church that could get us through this, and we should get him help. He said, I'm bad. I can't do this unless I get help.
Hmm. Well, you've been very strong through this, April. I mean, confronting him, doing it lovingly, it sounds like, but also very intentionally. Where is he now? What's happened?
The first day was very hard. He was very strung out. He left. He went out and, went out and did whatever he could, I guess. Finally, he came home. The next day, he and I walked into a detox facility.
Hmm. So he's in treatment now?
He is in treatment. Well, he's in his second detox facility. So he is in treatment currently.
How do you feel about that?
I'm very grateful because he walked in.
So something he chose to do, he wanted to do, he wanted to get help.
He wanted to get help. I had to tell him that if he didn't choose, he kept telling me that it had to be his choice.
Yeah.
I told him, this is your choice. You have to choose to be sober. But I have a choice that I have to protect my children and I have to protect myself. If you make the choice to be sober, I make the choice to protect my children and myself.
Mm. Wow. Very strong. Very strong. Now, April, tell me, as you look at this now, being intentional, making this step, and he's in treatment, how is it that our listeners that are listening, who can, especially those who can relate, how would you have us pray for you as you go through this and for your husband?
My biggest thing is I know through my own trials, God's the only one that has ever helped me completely through all of them. My husband obviously guided me and supported me. God was there.
Mm-hmm.
God completely and utterly was there. He does not have that. And it breaks my heart.
Well, God is a God of transformation, and so I hear you really want us to pray that he'll come to Christ through this. That is a process. Not only will he get clean and sober and change, but the change will also be a part of his own spirit, his own relationship with the God that created him.
Absolutely. I said to one of my friends, I pray that God will take him, that he'll shake him, and he'll love him so much, they'll mm-hmm. have no choice but to love him back.
Let me pray for that, because I think that's the ultimate goal that we have for those that we love who are making decisions that we know that are intentionally in the wrong direction, because we can be intentional about the wrong things as well. Let me pray with you, April. Father, I pray for April. I pray for her husband as he's in detox and going to treatment, that you'll just allow him through this process to not only search his heart and understand the patterns of behavior and get help from this drug addiction, but also, Father, that you would free him spiritually, that he would come to recognize ultimately through this time that you love him and you care for him and you want him to have freedom beyond just the drugs. You want him to have freedom for life. I pray you'll give strength to April, give her wisdom, this young, strong woman, that as a result of this, that she and her husband can be restored, that they can have a testimony that would be life transformational for others, and that you'll be with them as they move forward, and that as he hopefully, prayerfully, would come to you, that this would be the beginning of a brand new marriage and family for the years ahead. And we'll thank you in Christ's name.
Amen.
April, thank you for your call. We'll be praying for you.
Thank you.
All right. Tough journey, but one, thousands have been down, and maybe you can relate to it today as well.
I remember praying about it and talking to the Lord and saying, you know, Lord, I really don't want to do this, but I know you want me to. And that was to make the move to try and ask for forgiveness and apologize, knowing that I'm doing this to please you. But at that moment, it was really difficult for me to do that. But I did it, and everything just came back together. Everything was fine. And that's one thing that I have realized in life, is that if you take that step in obedience to knowing what God wants you to do, He blesses you for it.
Randy Carlson here from Intentional Living Center. You can share your stories, your questions with us at 888-888-1717 or go to theintentionallife.com. We have Danielle on the line today. Danielle, welcome.
Hi, thanks.
I appreciate your call. How can I help you today?
Well, a few weeks ago, my husband divulged every sin that he's ever committed in our marriage, which involved a vast variety of women and strip clubs and drugs. And so I'm wondering what I can do to rebuild trust. I understand that he's got part in that too, but is there anything that I need to do?
Well, before I answer that, let me ask a couple questions, Danielle. Why did he do this? Why did he come and quote, confess all this to you?
He was getting his life right with God, and so he just felt like he needed to get this off his chest and ask forgiveness for it.
Was it all a surprise to you?
Yes, it was a very big surprise.
How are you doing with this?
I'm actually doing surprisingly well, which I wonder if that's odd. I mean, I do have my moments where I'm mad and I'm frustrated or I'm hurt or I'm angry and bitter and all of that in between. But for the most part, I see him now as the man that I've always wanted him to be. You know, he's got his life right with Christ.
Is there possible that you sort of had some concern or suspicions and this sort of at least gets it out on the table so you can deal with it?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. You know, there were things that... when his former boss took him to the strip clubs and he said, oh, I'm staying the night at my boss's house, I thought, well, that's really odd. Why would you do that? You know, and so when this comes out, I'm like, oh, now things from the past make sense. You know, now pieces fit together and I get the whole story.
Well, Daniel, let me try to address a couple of things for you. First of all, for your husband, I'm not talking to him, but you know, if he wants to change in his life, God is a God of healing and restoration. He needs to seek counseling to get to some core issues and understand, you know, how he got to this place and make sure that he has a strong accountability beyond you. He has an accountability process to grow spiritually. There's these old sayings of proof in the pudding, you know, where it takes time. And I tell people that while trust takes a moment to be broken, it takes a long time to rebuild. And so expecting to build trust in a moment is not realistic. I don't know of people where that occurs. The attitude can be there, the desire can be there, even the intentionality can be there, but it takes time. Trust is something that takes time to build. And so for your husband, he needs to be enormously trustworthy and have great accountability. And of course, your emotions on this, Danielle, don't be surprised that what you're experiencing now doesn't change a week from now or a month from now as you go through it. And that's why I think it's important for you to have someone to talk to, someone that's godly who can support you, and then for both of you as a couple to get into some counseling to work through issues and so on at the right time for the two of you. So how do you rebuild trust? I think it's a process. Your husband's got to prove to be trustworthy. And if you have needs for him to express certain things to you to help you feel his trust, you need to tell him what those are. I don't know if that's being more reliable in time of day and checking in or whatever it's going to be. But also the process of forgiveness. That's going to be huge if indeed you guys are going to work this through. But I applaud the fact that your husband is making a gesture. Would you have preferred to have heard it in a different setting, in a different way than the way he chose to tell you?
No, I think he did it in the right way. He did it when he was prompted by the Holy Spirit to do it, and I can't argue with that. You know, it wasn't in front of anyone. It was just he and I alone, and so I do appreciate that. So I had a little bit of time with the shock value of it.
Well, let me ask you, Danielle, what one thing does your husband need to do to rebuild trust?
that's where I'm at a loss, because I did trust him before. And so I feel like everything that I feel like I still do trust him, but I feel like now maybe I shouldn't. And I feel like I don't know what else there is to do, because he did all this right under my nose and I was completely oblivious.
That's why I think as you go through this process, there may be, as you start to gain a little more insight and understanding of what your emotions and what you're feeling, there may be some things you're going to say to your husband, honey, as part of this process, these are some things I need now. You know, the way we lived in the past, I need this to help build rebuild trust. But, you know, everybody's going to go through a process a little bit differently, Danielle. There's no pattern. Some people can go through what you're going through differently than the next person. But I will tell you this, don't be surprised on the mornings you wake up and you all of a sudden find yourself angry. You find yourself disappointed. You find yourself distrusting. So you're going to have to be able to process your feelings as well and your emotions and your experience. That's why having a trustworthy Christian female counselor to help you, I think, is the best way to go. And then ultimately for the two of you to be in counseling together. But you take it a day at a time. You say, hey, we are committed to this marriage. We're going to make this marriage work. We've had a huge problem here, but we're going to trust God and work together to rebuild this marriage.
Honey, can you run a couple of errands for me?
Where?
The pharmacy, the deli, and the car needs gas.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
That's a lot of places to go. Across town, through town, around town. I wish things were more like the Intentional Living mobile app.
Now I'm really confused.
It's everything Intentional Living, all in one place. I downloaded it from my app store, and it's got links to web resources, podcasts, shortcuts to Intentional Living on Facebook and Instagram.
That's great! Let me look at your phone while you run those errands, hmm?
Well, Mike Weaver is here from Big Daddy Weave. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great. It's great to talk with you.
Nice to talk with you, too. You know, with the upcoming cruise to Alaska, we're going to be having a great time.
I'm excited. That's a Big Daddy Ready cruise right there. I'm telling you. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, we're going to be not only seeing the beautiful sights, but having time together with a lot of wonderful people coming. And
that's,
I know that's your heart,
part.
Too, isn't it?
That's
to really minister
part.
To people.
That's the best part, you know. It's incredible to hear the story of what Jesus is doing in the lives of other people, to kind of be with them, maybe if it's in a rough part of their story, man, and stand with them in belief and just trusting God, man, and just to get to be the family of God. That's what I love about what we do. Even though we're constantly around people that we may not know, just because we're there singing about Jesus, we're lifting up the name of Jesus, and it makes us family together, you know. Mm. It's beautiful.
That's Mike Weaver, Big Daddy Weave. We're down close to the deadline here to get those cabins reserved for the upcoming cruise to Alaska. It's going to be June 12 through 19. And one of the things I already know about this cruise is because of our group, we're going to be together in a way that we're going to just be sharing together, communicating, getting to know each other, having dinner together, but mostly you enjoying those that you bring, your family, your spouse, and traveling and seeing these beautiful sights in Alaska. It's going to be a fantastic week. Breathing some fresh air. I think we all are looking forward to that after the last couple of years. Love to have you be a part of this. If you haven't gotten that cabin reserved, please do so. You're going to enjoy it. June 12 through 19, Big Daddy Weave. I'm going to be doing some teaching. Evan Carlson, our ministry president, will be sharing some worship and praise and just having a fantastic week as we enjoy this time together. Again, get your cabin today. Get it reserved. You can just go to theintentionallife.com and all the information is there for the cruise. You can check it out. Pick your cabin. Come and join us. Be a part of this fantastic week. Again, it's June 12 through 19. It'll be I think it's going to be a fantastic week. I know it will be because we're going to be together. Get your cabin reserved today.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy.
All right. Thank you much, Kurt. And we welcome you back here to the Intentional Living Center on a powerful topic of forgiveness. Come tell us your story of forgiveness, either being forgiven or choosing to forgive, and what difference it's made in your life. All you have to do is share your story with us at 888 888- 888-888-1717. That's 888-888-1717. We love your stories because you're an example. You tell us how living intentionally has made a difference in your life, and that's the richest experience of all.
When I first married my husband, I found out he had an extreme rage issue all the time and never hit us, but he was very verbal. But God continually told me to just wait and promised me a good marriage. And I stayed and prayed and stayed and prayed. And one of my prayers was for my husband to physically see what he was doing to us. And he saw it for the first time and truly apologized and never did it again. And today, we actually are in marriage ministry at our church, and we continually pray with couples that have these anger issues. I do have that marriage that God promised me.
Dr. Randy Carlson here at the Intentional Living Center. Share with us your stories of what God is doing in your life as you call 888-888-1717. We have Kendra on the line from Phoenix, Arizona today. Hi, Kendra.
Hi.
We've been talking forgiveness. How has forgiveness made a difference in your life?
Well, you know, I was sharing yesterday when I had called in. My husband and I have been married for 16 years. And fortunately, there hasn't been like a big, you know, event in our marriage that required forgiveness, like, you know, an affair or, you know, spending all the life savings, anything like that. But on a day-to-day basis with, I guess what I call like normal marital conflict, the same kind of things that we all face and go through, my husband found himself not able to forgive me, you know, on just a regular basis.
Keeping records of wrong. The Bible talks about keep no record of wrong, kind of like a keeping a record of all the little things that add up.
Right, right, exactly. And so, therefore, it was building up resentment in him toward me. He was really seeing me as the enemy and resenting me. And so it put a real wedge in our relationship together. And anyhow, he recently had decided to try an experiment of something that he had heard from a guest speaker that came to our church. And so he came to me and said, "Hun, I am going to start a new daily habit, and I'm going to pray in the Spirit for 30 minutes every day." And let me tell you, it has produced a miracle in our marriage. Him being able to commit to doing that, which is hard, but he is really focused and plowed through, and now he's developed a great habit doing it every day. And I have seen such an attitude shift in him when, you know, approaching our conflict. His attitude toward me, his tone, he's been able to forgive. He's been able to resolve unresolved issues, and it's just brought a closeness and intimacy to our relationship that I've always wanted and I've always craved. And not only that, it's inspired me to do better. So now I'm picking up this habit, and I'm going to try it, and I just think it's great. And so it's produced forgiveness, and we are doing better than ever.
Fantastic. You know, while you were talking, Kendra, I was drawing a little diagram here on a piece of paper. I'm taking, and I use this when I teach, I take three circles, and if you take three circles and let them overlap each other, there's one place in the middle where all three overlap and they touch each other. And it represents to me the three parts of our being, our thinking, our emotions, or our heart, and our hands in each of those circles. But where it intersects, if we get the Spirit of God clearly at that point in our life, it impacts our thinking. It impacts our heart and emotions. It impacts our hand or our behavior. And the key, and I think this is a really important key to intentional living, and if people can picture this in their mind, those three circles, those are the practical things of life, how we behave, how we think, how we emote. But if we allow the Spirit of God to be at the center of our life, right in the center of where those three circles intersect, that's what your husband sounds like he did. As a result of that, it's changed how he thinks about his marriage, thinks about his day, thinks about you, how he responds to you emotionally, and probably even how he reacts to you.
Yes, absolutely. And that's a great word picture. That's exactly what he did. It just brings Christ right into the center of even our conflict. And so it's really softened his heart, and it's just been great.
Fantastic. Thanks for sharing your story with us today, Kendra.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
A very wise person that I know made a statement to me that one of the things he's observed in working with very successful people is that many of them tend to fade at the end. They accomplish these great things and get to whatever that mountain was that they were looking at, and then their life starts to fade.
Yeah, as I was thinking about that statement when I heard it, it really struck me, and I started to think about people that I've known in my own life who have lived what appeared to be a successful life, have done things that made a difference, and then at the end they sort of faded off, lost their faith or lost their passion. And of course, that's what we're talking about this month on Intentional Living. My teaching is intentional living can save your life, and I know that sounds hyperbolic, but I believe it. I believe that when we live an intentional life in Christ, it makes a difference. It can save our life. Save our marriage, save our family, save our relationships. And that's what the teaching is. So members, watch for this. It'll be coming your way here during this month of April, as a brand new teaching does every month by email, both video and audio. And we're doing something very special right now for every person who will join us in the community of intentional living by becoming a monthly member in support of the ministry. If you can join us at $15 a month or more, $1 a day, is typical of what people do, or those of you that are willing to increase that support by that amount or share a single gift equal to that amount over a year. Not only are you going to continue to receive the teaching every month from the Intentional Living community, but I want to send you what I have in my hand right now. It's the entire Bible, all 66 books, and it's called The Intentional Word. It's the one-year chronological Bible from our Intentional Living Center. It's the entire text of the Bible arranged in the order that the events actually took place in time. Stephen was just reminding me before we came on the air that with Passion Week coming up, you can go to that part of the chronological Bible and see the Gospels laid out as they actually occurred in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It's a powerful way to read God's Word. Only now, going to brand new members, those of you increasing your support, and you can call us, this is the number, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com, and thank you for your support.